Chapter 21. The Future of Military with AI. The 10th Area AI is making an invasion into is in the military. You know, like the Terminator movies. That's right. It's not just big corporations and big governments around the world that are getting in on the AI action, allowing it to invade virtually every sector of our society around the world. So are the militaries around the world. And not just our own military here in the US, but I'm telling you, literally all militaries around the world. In fact, just in the US alone we are now spending, just in defense spending, $4 billion in 2020 on AI technologies. And another $1 billion for non-defense efforts. Just in 2020. And as much as that is, we are starting to get outpaced by other countries, including China. As you can see with this chart, in 2017 we were the largest market for AI in the military, but by 2025 those in the yellow, China, Russia, you know, the communist countries, who want to take over the world, they will take the lead. In fact, they are now calling it the artificial intelligence arms race. As you can see there. But what's happening is just like in the Cold War era, where we had to hurry up and build the biggest, baddest, and most numerous arsenals of nuclear weapons to stave off a World War III scenario. So, now there is a global military race in a multitude of countries to build the biggest, baddest artificial intelligence to stave off an even worse scenario than a World War III. And that's not hyperbole, I quote. Every country knows this. Whether we realize this or not, this is what they are saying, and they admit this military race for AI all over the world will create a whole new way of warfare. You know, like this movie.
This is a clip from the opening scene from Terminator. The scene opens, showing the remains of a demolished, burned-out car with what used to be two people. All that is left is what looks like the skeleton of a mother driving her child somewhere. The skeletons are still sitting in the front seat. As the camera scans over the top of the car, you can see they were once driving under a bridge at what looks like rush hour. There are many cars, bumper to bumper, all demolished. The year is 2029 AD in Los Angeles. The next thing we see is a children's playground. The equipment is all mangled, and the only sign of human occupation is the skeletons that are spread over the ground. Sarah. 3 billion human lives ended on August 29, 1997. The survivors of the nuclear fire called the war Judgment Day. They lived only to face a new nightmare. The war against the machines. Suddenly a metal foot comes down and smashes a small skull laying on the ground. As the camera pans up to see what kind of monster would do such a thing, we see that it is a metal robot soldier, with blazing red eyes. He is armed with a huge military gun. Behind him are many more like him, and there are explosions going off all around. Huge tanks are rolling over all of the dead, and the metal robot soldiers are looking around to make sure no one has survived. But they are met by human soldiers. The Terminators are from the future with their futuristic weapons, and the human soldiers are from the present. Their weapons cannot compete. They are getting blasted by futuristic flying machines as well. The human soldiers don't even have a chance. But they keep fighting. Their bullets cause no damage to the Terminators, and they keep coming.
Wow. Good thing that was just a movie. We're not being pre-programmed by Hollywood again for a reality where AI robots, AI flying vehicles, AI Terminators are killing people, all controlled by a rogue AI Skynet system. Oh, how I wish that were true. I'm here to tell you, that science fiction movie is about to become our reality with AI invading the military. And believe it or not, I think it has everything to do with the wars mentioned in the 7-year tribulation. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God's.
Revelation 6:1-8. I watched as the Lamb opened the first of the seven seals. Then I heard one of the four living creatures say in a voice like thunder, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow, and he was given a crown, and he rode out as a conqueror bent on conquest. When the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, "Come." Then another horse came out, a fiery red one. Its rider was given power to take peace from the earth and to make men slay each other. To him was given a large sword. When the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. Then I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures, saying, "A quart of wheat for a day's wages, and 3 quarts of barley for a day's wages, and do not damage the oil and the wine." When the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death, and Hades was following close behind him. They were given power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine and plague, and by the wild beasts of the earth.
Now here we see after the first seal is opened, the second seal is opened and a global war breaks out that the Antichrist is a part of, and just to give you an idea how big that number really is, it is 1/4 of the earth. If this war were to break out today, the death toll would be over 1.8 billion people. Nearly 2 billion people are going to die in this war in the first half of the 7-year tribulation. How many of you would say that is pretty bad? But that's not all. The Bible says another third of the planet is going to be wiped out later in the second half of the 7-year tribulation.
Revelation 9:15-16. And the four angels, who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year, were released, so that they would kill a third of mankind. The number of the armies of the horsemen was 200 million, I heard the number of them.
So here we see another slaughter in the 7-year tribulation. 1/3 of the earth is going to die in this battle. And if you subtract this number from the first slaughter, it is going to be another 1.8 billion. Interesting math when you bust out the calculator. So that means, just in these two judgments alone, 3.6 billion people, about half of our current planet, is going to die, not even counting the second unfortunate Jewish Holocaust, mentioned in Zechariah 13, of the Jewish people. Now here's the point. No wonder Jesus said it is going to be the worst time in mankind's history. And no wonder there is an urgency to accept him now before it is too late, if you're not saved. But the question is, do we have the technology now? Do we have the means now to fulfill these passages? To annihilate literally half of the planet in a relatively short amount of time, not using nuclear warfare, like the Book of Revelation presupposes. Well, unfortunately, I believe the answer is a resounding yes. And I say that because when you realize all the ways AI is being allowed to take over the militaries around the world, and when you see the technologies it's bringing with it, a real live judgment day is coming to the planet, only it's not the Terminator movies, it's from Almighty God. The first way AI is taking over the military leading us towards judgment day with God, is with unmanned vehicles. Basically, pretty much every single piece of military equipment you can think of is now being equipped with AI, to the point where we don't need humans anymore for anything, including fighting for us. In fact, let's take a look at some current examples of AI fighting equipment.
Chris Boardman, Managing Director Military, Air and Inform. Drones is the most advanced systems designed and built in the UK. TARNISN-1 Myth. A Celtic divinity, the god of thunder. Narrator. The Office of Naval Research ONDAR is developing new capabilities for unmanned flight. It is known as the Autonomous Aerial Cargo/Utility System, AACUS. AACUS technology makes it possible for unmanned helicopters to fly and bring supplies to Marines in the field with just a touch of the user's tablet. DARPA. The Pentagon Research Group, DARPA, is developing a drone ship that will save money and manpower on expensive searches of super-quiet enemy submarines. A prototype vessel is already in production. The vast ocean is a great place to hide, so DARPA is also developing stealth ECDC robot capsules. They can sit on the ocean floor for years until US controllers trigger them to float to the surface and release unmanned flying vehicles. From above, these drones can transmit images showing nearby enemy activity. All this emerging technology offers a pretty good indication that the ocean is about to become a lot more robotic. Anna Choi, England. And now we are talking about this. The world's fully autonomous, unmanned, multi-mission stealth submersible. They named it Talisman, after the good luck charm. If they ever send this baby against you, chances are your luck will run out. Although the BIA system is reluctant to discuss its full potential, they don't deny Talisman could carry a range of weapons in its internal munitions bay. But as future generations are developed, BIA systems do believe UUVs will dominate underwater warfare. Adding sabotage, close water combat, and counter-terrorism to its mission capabilities. Taken from YouTube Armed Forces Update. A convoy of military vehicles are driving down a desert road to some soldiers. As you look inside the vehicle, you can see it is empty. This is an unmanned vehicle. Another unmanned vehicle is what looks like a mini tank. It is yellow, it has a gun on top, similar to a full-size tank. But because it is so small, it can turn around in seconds. As three travel down the street together, a soldier comes to the window to shoot at them. As fast as the soldier in the window can fire his gun, the mini tank has turned around to shoot him first. It is more powerful than it looks, running through brick walls, moving cars that are in its way, and the power in its gun is enough to blow up a normal-sized tank.
Okay, we're toast. So, let me get this straight. We, right now, have artificial intelligence jet fighters, tanks, submarines, ships, boats, jeeps, helicopters, supply vehicles, you name it, just about everything the military uses, is now becoming AI. No humans needed. Starting to sound like a movie to me. Can you say Terminator? Because that is where we're headed. In fact, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Here is just a short list of some of the things they want AI to take over for us in the fighting arena and the militaries. AI for surveillance. AI for remote communications. AI to track enemy movement. AI for reconnaissance and search for lost or injured soldiers. AI for peacekeeping operations. AI on land, which includes AI military fighting vehicles. AI unmanned ground vehicles. AI air defense systems. AI command and control systems. And a whole list of others. AI land operations. AI on sea, which includes AI naval ships. AI submarines. AI unmanned maritime vehicles. And a whole list of other AI sea operations. AI in air, which includes AI fighter aircraft and helicopter. AI transport and cargo aircraft. AI unmanned aerial vehicles. And a whole list of other AI air operations. AI in space, which includes AI space launch vehicles. AI satellites. A whole list of other AI space operations. AI in various military applications, which include AI warfare platform. AI deployment and integration. AI logistics and transportation. AI target recognition. AI battlefield healthcare. AI simulation and training. AI planning and allocation. AI threat monitoring and situational awareness. AI information processing. AI software. AI hardware. AI networks. AI cybersecurity. AI upgrade and maintenance. AI computing, including supercomputing, quantum computing, and neuromorphic engineering, which is making brain chips. You know, the ones they are putting into those Terminator robots. I wish I were kidding, but we'll get to that in a second. As you can see, the military is looking at having artificial intelligence basically run everything. And again, we are not the only ones doing this, it is global. Now here is the danger.
AI is being developed for target recognition, recon drones, tank gun sights, infantry goggles, predictive maintenance that warns mechanics to fix failing components before mere human senses can even detect that something's wrong. Cognitive warfare systems that figure out the best way to jam enemy radar, airspace management systems that converge strike fighters, helicopters, and artillery shells on the same target. Automate staff work, turn a commander general's plan of attack into detailed timetables to tell combat units and supply convoys they have to move where and when. And since these systems use AI, they can learn from experience, which means they continually rewrite their own programming in ways no human mind can follow.
In other words, we do not even know what AI is doing at this point, and it is controlling everything in warfare around the world. Gee, I hope it doesn't go rogue like the Skynet scenario or something. Yeah, we'll get to that in a second, but speaking of Skynet, if you don't think a Skynet scenario is coming anytime soon, listen to the rationale as to why we have to move to this AI-controlled direction at all costs. From the Pentagon. U.S. in danger of losing dominance in artificial intelligence, specifically to China and Russia. The United States is at risk of losing its technological edge in the key war-fighting domain of artificial intelligence, AI, to adversary China and, to a lesser extent, Russia. Both countries are investing heavily in AI, and China has developed a plan to overtake America's dominance in militarizing AI, robotics, and quantum computing, noting that the communist nation is rapidly closing the gap with America. and China aims to be the world leader in AI by 2030. Which is why you are now seeing headlines like this, speaking of a Cold War. China's application of AI should be a Sputnik moment for the US. In other words, just like in the old days with Russia, when they launched Sputnik into space, developing satellites before anyone else. Now you better wake up and get cracking building AI in the military before China or another country does. And then, if that wasn't bad enough, they're also saying another danger with AI in the military is that if terrorists get hold of the AI technology and develop it to cause World War III before anybody else. Weaponizing artificial intelligence, the scary prospect of AI-enabled terrorism. And again, what we are talking about is a full-blown Terminator movie scenario, whichever the outcome. And not just AI running military computers, but literally all military equipment, all military vehicles, military personnel, soldiers, even robotic soldiers, which we will get to in a second, making decisions on the battlefield. Just like Skynet. And even though they admit it, once we go down this route, the genie is out of the bottle, it cannot be put back in again. They also admit it's going to probably spiral out of control just like Skynet. This is from the Army War College, How AI Could Change the Art of War. They said this, what happens when AI produces a war strategy too complex for human brains to understand? Do you trust the computer to guide your moves, like a traveler blindly following GPS? What happens once humans start taking military advice, or even orders from machines? The reality is this, it happens already. And now they are saying, there's no turning back. The Pentagon will use artificial intelligence to find nuclear missiles and predict potential strikes. In other words, Skynet is coming, being built, whether we want it or not, even though they admit it is going to lead to our demise. One military leader said, we are not only seeing a massive surge in the deployment of AI technology in defense systems, but it is at the heart of our operations. It's growing at a crazy pace and it will be included in most systems within 2 years. In other words, it's coming. And now it's even going to be launched into space just like Skynet. Which is one of the reasons why we have a new Space Force. And what's going out to space also? That's right. AI. And I quote, artificial intelligence arms race accelerating in space. No wonder we needed a new Space Force. And they say it's going to get ugly. UK must prepare to fight wars with artificial intelligence in space. Sounds like Skynet to me. In fact, they are now saying things like this about the system they're building. AI frequently comes up with effective strategies that no human would conceive of and, in many cases, that no human could execute. At what point do you give up on trying to understand the alien mind of the AI and just hit the I believe button? In other words, I hope it works out. Even if a single human being has the final authority to approve or disapprove the plans the AI proposes, is that officer really in command if he isn't capable of understanding those plans? Or is the AI in charge? Actually, at that point, Skynet is. And listen to this. We haven't come up with a final answer, but we'd better at least start asking the right questions before we turn the AIs on. No kidding. The understatement of the year. Why? Because once you turn it on, your old military technology will be no match for AI military technology, and you're toast, like this movie, again. It's like somebody's following a script or something.
A clip from Skynet goes to war. As the military plane flies over the terrain and the information of the target comes over the screen. Approaching target Skynet Research and Development Facility. It drops the missile, and the place blows up, much like an atomic bomb. All is destroyed except for a few guns which are still shooting at the plane. One hits its target and the plane crashes. Then a soldier climbs out of the plane and goes to his telephone in a crashed helicopter. He tries to talk, but is out of breath. A response on the other end asks how many survivors and he answers, one. Next clip. Arnold Schwarzenegger is standing at the window in a multi-leveled office building. The girl asks, why are they killing everyone? Arnold answers. They want to destroy any possible threat to Skynet. A drone is flying towards the building. It proceeds to shoot a missile at the window where he is standing. He calls to the couple in the room to get down. As they fall to the floor, the missile goes right over their heads. He tells them to go, that it isn't safe, and they start running down the hall. But as they get to the elevator, the doors open, and another drone is flying out of the elevator and towards them. It fires two shots, but the couple hits the floor, and the shot goes over their heads, one more time.
Yeah, you can run but you cannot hide. Folks, as crazy as this sounds, This is the actual system they are building right now as we sit here. And once it takes over, they admit themselves, we are toast. Which leads us to the smaller AI military flying vehicles as you saw in that movie scene, where it is chasing people. Believe it or not, those are here as well. The second way AI is taking over the military is with miniaturized vehicles. What we have seen so far is what is called UAVs or unmanned aerial vehicles, or even UUVs, unmanned underwater vehicles, and all the other examples of unmanned military fighting equipment out there. But now, just like in that movie scene, they are making the leap from UAVs and UUVs to MOVs or micro aerial vehicles. And when I say micro, I mean micro. You see, you thought that was a cockroach. Nope. What about that beetle that walked in your front door? Nope. Same thing. A termite, dragonfly, butterfly, hornet, you name it, all insects by and large, are being mimicked by AI drone technology, and they too are carrying a deadly payload. In fact, here are just two current examples in the military. The first is from an Army program called MAST or Micro Autonomous Systems and Technology, and the next is from the Air Force's MAV or Micro Air Vehicles program, that they call the Future of War Fighting. Micro Autonomous Systems and Technology, MAST, Collaborative Technology Alliance, CTA. Bio-inspired, two soldiers walk around a building with their guns aimed across the street. They stop and kneel on the ground. One takes a backpack off and lays it on the ground. The flap opens and a mini tank rolls out and stops. As it sits there, a door opens and several things that look like spiders come walking out, robot spiders. They have been programmed to proceed to their destination, which is across the street. Collaborative design. Another situation happening is something that looks like a fly, robot, is released by another soldier and it flies to the window of its programmed destination. They can see if there is an enemy in the building, they can relay this information back to the soldiers before they proceed to enter the building. Disruptive vision, there is also another small robot that looks like a dragonfly. Focused innovation, these tiny robots can go into a room. No one will notice, and they will let the soldier that sent them see here, observe anything that is going on in the room without anyone knowing they are there. Interdisciplinary partnerships, the bugs and the soldiers work together to get the intel so that the information can be sent back to headquarters and the proper aerial weapons can be sent to destroy the enemy.
Narrator. Micro air vehicles, or MAVs, will play an important role in future warfare. The urban battlefield calls for tools to increase the warfighter's situational awareness and the capacity to engage rapidly, precisely, and with minimal collateral damage. The MAVs will be integrated in the future through Air Force layered sensing systems. These systems may be dropped, or hand-launched, depending on the situation's requirements. The small size of MAVs allows them to be hidden in plain sight. Once in place, an MAV can enter a low-powered surveillance mode for missions lasting days, or weeks. This may require the MAV to harvest energy from environmental sources, such as sunlight or wind, or from man-made sources such as power lines or vibrating machinery. It will blend in with its surroundings and operate undetected. MAVs will use microsensors and microprocessor technology to navigate and track targets through complicated terrain such as urban areas. Small size and agile flight will enable MAVs to covertly enter locations that are inaccessible by traditional means of aerial surveillance. MAVs will use new forms of navigation such as a vision-based technique called optic flow. This system remains robust when traditional methods such as GPS are not available. Individual MAVs may perform directly with technicians, could be equipped with incapacitating chemicals, combustible payloads, or even explosives for precision targeting capability. Like their biological inspiration, MAVs are not limited to flight. The agile hovering, perching, and crawling MAV will fulfill the mission popularly termed dull, dirty, and dangerous like no current system can. MAVs will become a vital element in the ever-changing war-fighting environment and ensure success on the battlefield of the future. Unobtrusive, pervasive, lethal, MAV, micro-air vehicles, enhancing the capabilities of the future warfighter.
As well as AI tapping into the whole thing and no place to hide. This is all current technology, already being made, not make-believe, and that is just two examples. As I stated earlier, they are also making cockroaches, beetles, termites, dragonflies, butterflies, hornets, you name it. Pretty much all insects you can think of. They are being militarized with this kind of AI technology. And remember, we are not the only country getting into this kind of technology. The whole world is doing it. And that is only half the concern. Speaking of insects, what do insects do? They swarm their prey. And believe it or not, they are also developing AI swarm technology for AI fighting technology to communicate with other AI fighting equipment to swarm their prey with no chance of escape. Here is a transcript of an example from the Navy.
Narrator: U.S. Navy, autonomous swarm boats, the future is now. With autonomous swarm boats, unmanned Navy vessels can overwhelm an adversary. A first-of-its-kind technology enables swarming capability, which gives our naval warfighters a decisive edge. The U.S. Navy is unleashing a new era in advanced ship protection. A swarm of autonomous boats that will automate ship self-defenses and be able to deter, damage, or destroy an enemy threat, giving added protection to sailors and Marines in harm's way. Radam Matthew Klunder, Chief of Naval Research. When we look at autonomous swarms, we are not talking about a single vessel, we are talking about multiple vessels that can be in a defensive posture and then when called upon can become non-defensive and surround an adversary to let them know that you are coming no closer to our ship. Of course, if the adversary decides to come closer, we can give them another warning or potentially we can say, you come too close, we will then destroy your vessel.
You don't have to go out and purchase a new vessel.
You can take any of these vessels out here that the Navy already has, we unman them, we put the system on it, you put the eyes and ears, depending on what mission you want to do, on the vessel and then let it go do its mission.
As they get further into a congested environment, an adversary approaches, and the swarm will go and surround the adversary, and defend the ship and then come back to continue to protect the ship. Now, any boat can be fitted with a kit that will allow it to operate autonomously and together, swarm on any threat.
Oh boy. Have fun running from that. AI will swarm you like a pack of bees. And did you catch that one part? You don't need to go out and buy all new equipment. This AI system can be attached to any pre-existing military vehicle. Isn't that wild? And we are not the only ones doing this.
China's new fleet of unmanned assault boats use artificial intelligence.
Now they can swarm on us too.
China is currently testing unmanned, miniaturized assault boats that could be used by the People's Liberation Army, PLA, to attack enemies at sea. Once equipped with weapons, unmanned small combat vessels can attack the enemy in large numbers, similar to drones.
So, now it's not just boats in the water but drones in the air. I mean, what's next? Are you going to make AI swarms out of drones or boats, as well as other AI fighting equipment like tanks, planes, you name it, including MAVs as we have just read? It's already being done.
Multiple MAVs, each equipped with small sensors, will work together to survey a large area. Information from these sensors will be combined, providing a swarm of MAVs with a big picture point of view. Data will be communicated amongst the MAVs to enable real-time, reliable decision-making, and to provide an overall surveillance picture for other platforms for operators. Each individual MAV may perform a very distinct mission from its fellow swarm members. While some MAVs may be used purely for a visual reconnaissance, others may be used for targeting or tagging for sensitive locations.
Or being used en masse to take people out. And this is why people are saying it's not a far-fetched scenario to think this system could get hacked into and used to swarm people and take them out anywhere in the world, like the transcription of this video depicts.
SDN reports. The nation is still recovering from yesterday's incident, which officials are describing as some kind of automated attack which killed 11 U.S. senators at the Capitol building. Witness: they flew in from everywhere but attacked just one side of the aisle. It was chaos, people were screaming. SDN reports. You can see high windows, very small, precisely punctured to gain entry into the building. Florida Senator: I just did what I could for him. FL: Senator gave CPR to colleague, it seems that they weren't even interested in me. They just kept buzzing. Reporter: Our limited sources admit that the intelligence community has no idea who perpetrated the attack, nor whether it was a state, group, or even a single individual. Reporter number 2: So, if we can't defend ourselves, then we strike back. National security: We are investing very heavily in classified defense projects. Reporter number 2: We make it our deterrent, like our nuclear deterrent, we stockpiled in the millions. reporter number 3. They claim relaxing firearm legislation would be useless against the so-called slaughterbots. National security number 2. Stay away from crowds. When indoors, keep windows covered. Reporter number 1. Protect your family, stay inside. Outside of town, a group of men are standing next to their car. One is looking at his tablet. After waiting a couple of minutes, one of them opens a small door that goes into the ground. Once it is opened, he stands back. The slaughterbots are coming back to their headquarters. But as they are arriving, the man with the tablet has reprogrammed them to make another attack. So, they turn around and go back to town. They sound like a swarm of bees flying through the window to attack the people sitting at tables. This might be a classroom where young adults are studying. Someone in the classroom is trying to shoot them, but they are so small that the bullets have no effect. One student is trying to call his mom. Student. Mom, can you hear me? Mom. Oliver, I can hear you, can you hear me? What's happening? As he is laying on the floor trying not to be seen, he looks around at the other students who are laying on the floor, bleeding. He doesn't know if they are dead or alive. While he is trying to tell her what has happened, a buzz gets louder and louder, the slaughterbot attacks, and his phone goes dead. Reporter number 1. 8,300 students killed. 12 universities hit. Authorities are still struggling to make sense of the attacks on university campuses worldwide, which targeted some students and not others. The search for a motive is apparently turning to social media and the video shared by the victims exposing corruption at the highest. Reporter number 2. Who could have done this? The man being questioned. Anyone. Speaker at a conference, when you can find your enemy, using data, even by a hashtag, you can target an evil ideology right where it starts. He points at his head and the crowd cheers.
Just in time for the Antichrist to slaughter anyone who doesn't obey him in the 7-year tribulation. Gee, you wonder how he was going to annihilate so many specific people on the planet in such a short amount of time. I think you have the answer. Now, I am not going to say, thus saith the Lord, but when you understand this AI swarm technology, it makes you wonder if he couldn't use this very system. But that's not all. It's about to get even worse. Those are just insects being militarized and given swarm capabilities. Believe it or not, they are doing the same thing to animals. The third way AI is taking over the military is with militarized animals. Believe it or not, UAVs, UOVs, the other unmanned vehicles, including MOVs, are not the only ways militaries around the world are using AI to create a scenario where nobody has a safe place to hide, again, just like in the Terminator movies. Believe it or not, apparently they also want to make sure you cannot outrun them either. And they are doing that by militarizing animals with this same AI technology. It's crazy. You see, you just thought that was a dog, no it's not. Or a lizard, or a spider, or even a kangaroo. Nope. How about in the water? Is that really a jellyfish, or stingray, or lobster, or a shark? Nope. Not at all. And believe it or not, every one of those are real live examples of robotic AI animals. They are made to look like an animal in nature, so you will not even recognize it as a weapon to hide from in the first place. You will not be able to outrun it either. Let me show you just a few of the current examples out there.
In a crowded room, a man in the back raises his arms and releases a giant bird. It flies to the other side of the room and then back to him. If you look closely, you can see a tattoo of numbers printed on its side. This is a robot bird. Narrator. In the waters off Virginia Beach, a fish of a different kind is cutting through the waves. The Ghost Swimmer is a Robot 5, built by the US military, to resemble a tuna fish. It is 5 feet long and can operate in depths of up to 300 feet. World News reports. The Navy is building a fleet of robot jellyfish. I didn't know you had it in you to be that awesome, Navy.
Scientists consider them to be one of the most efficient animals in the sea because they are able to get around easily without using up any energy at all. They are also capable of living in these crazy temperature and pressure differences and can live in fresh or salt water.
So, when you are thinking about making an autonomous underwater robot, they are pretty much the animal you want to mimic. A large white one is Syro.
It was created by researchers at Virginia Tech with a $5 million grant from the Navy. The Navy is essentially building their own drone surveillance network. The undersea version of what the Air Force and the CIA are building out for the sky.
The implication here is that CSIRO could be outfitted for combat.
A robot that big is obviously built to carry a large payload, so that payload could potentially be some sort of a weapon system.
Fourth Institute of Computer Science is developing an octopus robot. It looks like a real octopus and it can walk across the ocean floor.
SN reports. By looking at how the rattlesnakes wiggle up a sandy incline, scientists at Jordan Tech found that as the ground gets steeper, the sidewinder keeps more of their body in contact with the sand. The team then tested their ideas with a snake-like robot that had been built at Carnegie Mellon University.
Using the contact tricks of the real rattlesnake, researchers changed the robot's moves. Finally, it too could work its way up the slope.
The robot moves by twisting its body similar to the motion of a snake.
The motion is almost the same on land and in water. History Channel.
DARPA has a program to try to develop climbing robots for various applications, surveillance, inspection and so on. If you want a robot that climbs vertical surfaces, smooth, rough, dirty, clean, then the gecko really is the premier example of a climbing animal. Once the robot climbs up there, it can hang, it doesn't have to expend any powers. It can cling there for hours or even days, unobtrusively.
That is something quite different from a small helicopter, which has to expend a lot of power and make a lot of noise. There is a kangaroo running across the plains.
That is a live animal, but what researchers have put together now is a robot kangaroo that looks like the real one and can run just as fast. Cheetah Cub wanted to know how to make robots take rough terrain with the grace of a feline.
Scientists at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology made a robotic cat. Using it, they can assess joint force and agility without having to harm an actual animal.
CNN Newsroom. First, let's start with, who's in charge of technology development for the military?
That is DARPA, an agency that is made of the stuff of mystery novels. Recently, we have noticed that they have been beefing up on robots.
Most recently, they contracted with Boston Dynamics to create a cheetah robot.
It is a four-legged robot that reportedly runs faster than the fastest human. 27.3 miles per hour.
It will be able to zigzag and take tight turns, in order to both chase and evade. It will also be able to make sudden stops and could end up with a tail.
History.com. Now imagine troops of real Terminators climbing up the side of a building, spying on the enemy and waiting for that moment to attack.
Along with all their militarized AI attack animals, on the land, sea and sky, you name it. This is actual technology being built around the world, whether you realize it or not, or want it or not. I don't know about you, but when you start to put all this AI military technology, along with the militarized AI animal technology, together with the wars mentioned in the 7-year tribulation, it makes you wonder if this is not the kind of wild beast talked about in the book of Revelation that annihilates 1/4 of mankind.
Revelation 6:7-8. When the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death, and Hades was following close behind him. They were given power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine and plague, and by the wild beasts of the earth.
You know, like a robotic armed cheetah, or bird, or snake, or jellyfish, whatever. What else are you going to call it? Now again, I am not going to say, "Thus saith the Lord," but it makes you wonder, doesn't it? On the land, sea, air, water, you name it. No place to hide in the 7-year tribulation. Then if that is not bad enough, guess what they are also giving these AI militarized animals? Swarm technology, just like the insects. Back to this article. The United States and other Western countries are working on creating ant swarms for operations on the ground, drone swarms for aerial operations and shark swarms for the sea. And then in this article from DARPA. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency's Offensive Swarm-Enabled Tactics, OFFSET, program envisions swarms of 250 collaborative autonomous aerial and ground systems providing capabilities to military units on the ground in urban areas. You know, in case you try to hide out in your house, which Jesus said not to do in Matthew 24 for those left behind in the 7-year tribulation. How many times does he have to warn you to not go back to your house?
Matthew 24:15-18. So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation, spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the roof of his house go down to take anything out of the house. Let no one in the field go back to get his cloak.
Why? Because maybe an AI swarm of animals is going to come get you. You should have gotten saved and avoided the whole thing, but now your option is to flee just like Jesus said. Including from an AI locust swarm in the air. An Air Force way of swarm. For decades, swarms in nature, like locust swarms, have intrigued scientists with their ability to use the simple and to accomplish the large and complex. Now imagine being able to deploy a collection of drones on the scale and magnitude of a locust swarm. Today, efforts are underway to meet the Air Force's growing demand for swarming drones. And as two Air Force officers wonder, is our service prepared to unleash the swarm? Well, I'm sure if you won't, the Antichrist will. In fact, maybe that swarm will look something like this.
Speaker at a conference. A $25 million order now buys this. Enough to kill half a city. Out of the back of a large cargo plane, thousands of robot bees are released, the bad half. Nuclear is obsolete. Take out your entire enemy. Virtually risk-free. Just characterize him and release the swarm and rest easy. These are available today. We have a distribution network, taking orders from military, law enforcement, and specialist clients.
Well, that's comforting. I sure hope the Antichrist doesn't use this when people try to flee in the 7-year tribulation. Isn't this crazy? You always wonder how he is going to kill so many in such a short amount of time without using nuclear weaponry. Again, I think we are starting to see the answer. But it's about to get even worse than that. Here is another way he can do it. What I call the ground cleanup crew. The fourth way AI is taking over the military is with militarized men. That's right, I am talking about real live actual Terminator robots just like you've seen depicted in the various clips so far, including the Terminator movies. Only, it's not just some science fiction movie, they really are being developed by the militaries around the world for their soldiers, just like in the movies, including this one.
The clip from Terminator 3. The scene begins underwater. Thousands of skulls are laying on the ocean floor. As lights are shining in the water, the lights are coming from the robot's spacecraft hovering just above the water. As the spacecraft rises above the ground, you can see thousands of Terminator soldiers burning and killing the human race. They are marching in search of any living being, firing at anything that moves. With their red eyes, nothing can get past them.
And as creepy as that was, that too is being built right before our very eyes. That movie scene is about to become our reality. Apparently, the Antichrist got it all figured out. You see, just in case all these other AI military fighting equipment don't get you, in the air, on the ground, in the water, under the water, insects, animals all over the place, armed to the teeth, they're also building actual Terminator robots, armed to the teeth as well, just like in the Terminator movies, to get the job done, i.e., the cleanup crew. In fact, they are being looked upon as the new future soldier to replace existing soldiers. They don't need a human for anything anymore when it comes to the new way of warfare. And I quote. Four ways global defense forces use AI. Not just drones, intelligence systems for awareness, and cybersecurity mentioned there, but robot soldiers for combat is what they're using it for. While drones help in guarding aerial zones, robots can be deployed on land to assist in ground operations. These highly intelligent robots, designed with strategic goals, add a cutting edge to technology in the defense sector. With advancements in machine learning and robot building, scientists have succeeded in building bipedal humanoid robots to execute a variety of search and rescue operations, as well as assisting during combat. Robot fleets function like soldier units and carry out collaborated armed activities using multiple techniques. They are self-reliant and adaptable, which contributes to their ability to make decisions swiftly and competently. In other words, they are doing this on their own. And they want these humanoid Terminator robot soldiers as human as possible. Look at this. Back in 2007, DARPA was investing millions of dollars in what's called neuromorphic chips. What is that, you ask? That's a fancy term for a computer chip that mimics a biological cortex, i.e., a brain chip. And researchers today are putting those brain chips into drones. And they even admit, it sounds like something out of a science fiction movie. A tiny aircraft that flies around deciding what to surveil or, more frighteningly, what to shoot. You know, like what we saw in the video transcription. Back in 2007. So, let's take a look at what this neuromorphic chip allows them to do.
Mike Davis, Director, Neuromorphic Computing Lab, Intel. Traditional computing rests on the basic idea that you have two computing elements, a CPU and a memory.
And neuromorphic computing is throwing that out, and starting from a completely different point on the architectural spectrum.
Jim Held, Intel Fellow, Intel Labs. Our own brains are remarkable in what they can do. We are simply trying to learn from what our brains or brains of animals can do to make systems that are smarter and more efficient. John C., Research Scientist, Intel.
What we are looking for is to connect all the neurons in the chip, much like we would with an actual brain.
So neuromorphic computing is basically that we're going to simulate the brain in silicon.
Jim Held.
Neuromorphic computing will show up where they find an application that benefits from being able to embed the intelligence into a device initially in areas of robotic autonomous vehicles where the power and the size and the adaptability are really beneficial.
Mike Davis. There's a number of different ways it can go, and we can see it filling out the whole extent of machine learning as people have envisioned.
Just like your brain, it's going to connect up neurons to get together and make a real difference in the industry and the world.
Yeah, you bet it will. But did you catch that? These brain chips will fill out the whole extent of machine learning, i.e., artificial intelligence, as people have envisioned. And as you saw, they envision to put these neuromorphic chips not just in drones, like the article shared, but here in this video, in robots, unmanned vehicles and even planes. Sounds like a movie plot to me. Terminator, Skynet? And they even admit.
Thanks to the brain chip, the robot doesn't need a human to tell it what to do anymore. It can learn and act on its own.
Just like in the Terminator movies. And for those of you who think they are a long way off from achieving this goal, think again. Let me give you some of the earlier versions and how far they have come with these Terminator robots.
What looks like a human dressed in an astronaut suit, a robot is walking upright, while being connected to wires coming out of both sides of his suit.
This is Petman. Petman is only one of the robots that have been developed at Boston Dynamics. There is a smaller version of Petman.
This video shows the smaller version walking out of the building, totally alone, and walking out into the forest across the street.
While it is walking through the woods, the larger Petman has been put to work putting boxes on shelves.
Petman put two boxes on the shelf and then goes to the warehouse to pick up another to take back to the shelves, but before he gets a good grip on the box, a man comes over with a hockey stick and knocks the box out of Petman's hand and then proceeds to shove Petman backwards. Petman returns to the box, but again the man comes over with a stick and shoves the box out of Petman's reach.
It seems like the Petman robot doesn't get angry.
Another one of the Petman robots is showing how they are capable of jumping from one large box to another, spinning around on the box, jumping off while doing a somersault. These robots are large but seem to be agile.
The man comes over once again and shoves Petman, and it falls face down onto the ground. It gradually gets back up and proceeds to walk out the door.
I don't know if you heard that, but I think he just said, "I'll be back." Can you believe this? I wish I was making this up. But this is the actual AI robot Terminator technology, being built around the world as we speak. And, the military is deadly serious about this, pun intended. Even here in the US. Robots may replace one quarter of US combat soldiers by 2030, says General Robert Cohn. And they can not only be fitted with machine guns, but grenade launchers and lethal weapons. And here's the rationale: unlike human soldiers, they have no fear, they don't whine or complain, they just do what they're told every single time. Not to mention they're cheaper than a regular soldier, training, feeding, and supplying humans while at war is pricey, and after the soldiers leave the service, there's a lifetime of medical care to cover. In 2012, the benefits for serving and retired members of the military comprised one quarter of the Pentagon's budget request. Very expensive. So, they suggest, let's replace one fourth of the human soldiers with robot soldiers, and that becomes your rationale to help make this deadly decision. They're not coming, they're already here. The Army already has robot warriors on hand. And in October, the Army tested multiple remote-controlled gun-firing robots. Now why would they do that? Because we are not the only ones doing this. Militaries around the world are getting in on the action, including Russia, who recently boasted about their new latest Terminator gun-shooting robot soldier. It's called Fedor. This guy can not only do push-ups, but he can fire a gun in both hands simultaneously and he doesn't miss his target.
CNN reports. This video shows a robot, similar to the soldiers in Star Wars, standing at the door. He has a large military weapon in both of his hands. This footage was posted on the verified Twitter page of Dmitry Rogozin, Deputy Prime Minister of the Russian Federation. Fedor is a Russian anthropomorphous robot. This intimidating bot won't shy away from a physical challenge. Fedor was developed by the Russian Foundation for Advanced Research Projects. This robot is armed and dangerous. As he shoots the guns, they hit each target he aims at. It can also use tools and supposedly drive a car.
Okay, turn to somebody and say, hasta la vista baby. Because that's where we're headed. Can you believe this? Not coming, but already here. No wonder they keep saying the whole way of warfare is about to change. Of course it is. They are following the Terminator script completely. In fact, speaking of Russia, watch what Vladimir Putin said first about all these genetically modified soldiers that everybody's building as well. It is worse than a nuclear bomb, he says.
Vladimir Putin. This means that a man has the opportunity to get into the genetic code created by other nature, or as religious people would say, by the God. What kind of practical consequences may entail? This means that one can already imagine it. One may imagine that a man can create a man with some given characteristics, not only theoretically but also practically. He can be a genius mathematician, a brilliant musician or soldier, a man who can fight without fear, compassion, regret or pain. As you understand, humanity can enter, and most likely it will in the near future, a very difficult and very responsible period of existence. And what I have just described might be worse than a nuclear bomb.
Yeah, I would say so. Genetically modifying soldiers so they have no fear or pain or compassion, let alone who knows what other crazy features. But if you think that was bad, wait till you hear what he said about these new Terminator robots everybody's building as well. He actually said, I kid you not, that he's afraid they might eat humans. I'm not joking. Vladimir Putin fears robots will one day eat humans. Last month, Putin revealed he is afraid humans in the future will be hunted and eaten alive by flesh-munching robots. And they even admit, Putin's comments are reminiscent of the Terminator movie franchise where mass-killing cyborgs rebel against their human creators and take over the world. But that's not stopping Putin. Remember what he said about AI a while back about who develops it first? The nation that leads in AI will be the ruler of the world. Artificial intelligence is the future, not only for Russia but for all mankind. It comes with colossal opportunities but also threats that are difficult to predict. Whoever becomes the leader in this sphere will become the ruler of the world. Because now it runs everything in the world, including the military weaponry, equipment, staff, decision-making, satellites, space, killer robots, you name it, and they need to run on something, so now they eat people apparently. Isn't this crazy? But of course, this whole scenario is assuming that AI doesn't turn on us first, and rules the world instead, like the Terminator movies. This is not only what's really coming, but this is also why you're starting to see in the secular community warnings about this nightmare scenario coming with so-called killer AI robots. As you can see here. Protect civilians, stop killer robots. That's from this year. And they go on to say they want to institute an international ban on killer robots, but this debate comes on the heels of more than 100 leaders in the artificial intelligence community, including Elon Musk and others, warning that these weapons could lead to a third revolution in warfare. I.E., a Terminator scenario. They say there's a danger when humans are pushed out of life and death decisions. If machines become fully autonomous, humans won't have a deciding role in missions that kill. And this creates a moral dilemma. No kidding. But is that stopping the military? Absolutely not. They are building the biggest, baddest AI systems to outdo other countries in a race to see who gets there first. Even Australia envisions a whole new way of warfare. Listen to this. This is a depiction of their AI military plans. It looks like a scene right out of Star Wars Clone Wars. You know, all fought by robots. In fact, speaking of Clone Wars, here's an AI defense system that China has already been installed. Look at these pictures. They built a holographic drone defense system just like Clone Wars. Russia has been working overtime on developing their own killer drones, beyond Fedor, and way back in 2014 announced plans to build a military drone base 420 miles off the Alaskan coast. And then China has successfully built so many killer drones that they're now selling them to other countries. Thanks, China. Everybody's got them now. France, Germany, Italy, Turkey, England, India, Israel, Iran, Pakistan, and it's growing. In fact, they are now saying this. Every country will have armed drones within 10 years. That was back in 2014. And these armed aerial drones will be used for targeted killings, terrorism, and government suppression of civil unrest. In other words, if you and I, the average Joe, get out of line, they'll use it on us. And as you can see, they even say, it's too late for you to do anything about it. Can I translate that? Skynet is coming whether you like it or not. Real live global robot war, just like in Star Wars Clone Wars and the Terminator movies, where robots will be fighting the battles for us. In fact, speaking of Skynet, it gets even worse. Talk about following a script. I'm not joking. The whole Skynet scenario was when the AI system was given full control over all military functions and equipment, but then it went rogue and took over. Let's look at that scene again.
A clip from Skynet takes over. The scene opens when an officer picks up the phone and answers. Brewster. Mr. Chairman. We are hoping that you have some kind of a solution for us. Brewster. I know what you are looking for, sir. Skynet is not ready for a system-wide connection. Mr. Chairman. That's not what we are being told. They say we can stop this virus. Now I understand that there is a certain kind of performance with you over there, but if we put Skynet out there, it can squash this thing, like a bug, and give me back control of my military. Brewster. Mr. Chairman, I have to make myself very clear. If we uplingle this now, Skynet will be in control of your military. Mr. Chairman. Like you will be in control of Skynet. Right? Brewster. That is correct, sir. Mr. Chairman. Then do it. As they push the button, red dots start popping up all over the map of the United States with the word online at each red dot. The word execute comes on the screen with the question YN. Brewster is contemplating what the answer will be and what the repercussions will be after answering this question. The guy at the controls asks Brewster if he should go ahead and answer the question. Brewster. No. It's my job now. He looks around at all the people in the room. All waiting for what he has to do. His hand slowly reaches for the keyboard and pushes the Y key. Another one of the men on the computer tells the crowd we're in. Skynet is fully operational. As green lines reach all across the map on the screen, a lady says, sir, it should take less than a minute to find the virus. Brewster. Let's pray to God that this works. Suddenly, all the screens go black. They are looking at each other to see if someone knew why this happened. Power failure. No, I don't know what it is. The screens start to come back on. But it doesn't seem right. Something is wrong. Brewster. Tony, what is going on? A woman runs into the room screaming. Get away from me. Then a thing in the shape of a human, completely covered in silver coating, walks up to Brewster. When he sees this thing, it changes from silver to a woman in a uniform with a gun. She shoots Brewster. Brewster. We have to shut down Skynet. The virus has infected Skynet. The man trying to help Brewster tells him that the virus is Skynet. Everything is falling apart. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Skynet has become self-aware. In 1 hour, it will initiate a massive nuclear attack on its enemy. Brewster. What enemy? The man helping him yells. Us. Humans.
Wow. Good thing that was just a movie. Where humans gave control over their whole AI military around the world to a giant AI computer system called Skynet that went rogue on them. Yeah, I hate to tell you this, but that movie is about to become our reality as well, because this too is being built by the military, only they don't call it Skynet, but Project Maven. I kid you not. Project Maven to deploy computer algorithms, i.e., AI, to war zone by year's end. The US Department of Defense, DOD, Project Maven initiative is on target to bring artificial intelligence to war zones by the end of 2018. So, it's already in play. Why? In order to help government platforms, extract objects from their massive amounts of video or still imagery to autonomously find objects of interest. But not only that. And I quote. Officials say they want computers to be capable of explaining their decisions to military commanders. So, now it's calling the shots. Why? Injecting artificial intelligence into more of America's weaponry is a means of competing better with Russian and Chinese military forces. And Project Maven, the single largest military AI project, meant to improve computers' ability for military use. Well, gee, I sure hope it doesn't go rogue on you, as this guy shares.
RT New reports. The Pentagon is looking to move artificial intelligence as a central point of America's national security. Just this week, the DoD released an unclassified version of its AI strategy for the new millennium. Here to discuss, legal and media analyst Lionel of Lionel Media. My purveyor of AI news. Lionel, you are shaking your head already. I haven't begun, but I know you have a lot to say about this topic. But do you think that AI has come along enough to entrust national security on it? Lionel. You kill me. He is laughing so hard. Let's go back to square one. Let's don't say robots. You and I have done this a million times. But you and I are joined in this circus we are involved in. Don't think robots. Robots are cute. But you program the robot. The robot does what you want it to. Artificial intelligence programs itself. And programs you. So, when you have a welding tool in a factory, that's great for robots, but if you have something that serves food to military personnel, that's one thing. But if we have a weapon system that is going to decide when it engages the enemy, who the enemy is, how it should react, for how long and where, I want you to imagine putting this into this AI algorithm, morality, consideration, history, diplomacy, this notion of anger, of politics, how it will look. How will you do that? And what AI wants to do, no matter what it is to extricate it from your control. Everybody talks, adds them up, you name it. Talks about this horror. What happens when we say, I can't turn this thing off? How can you protect us from that? Newscaster. Especially, this is going to decide for the Pentagon in the future, when to drop this bomb, when the drone is to take off and bomb this village. Lionel. This is the scariest thing. Nobody is sounding the alarm. Nobody is saying, wait a minute. AI is one thing for dating apps, or whatever. But warfare? But as we always say, what could go wrong?
Or as we saw quoted earlier. At what point do you give up on trying to understand the alien mind of the AI and just hit the I believe button? In other words, I hope it works out, what could go wrong? And for those of you wondering who is building this AI control system for the military, this Project Maven, at first it was Google.
Owen reports. Tech giant, Google, says it will continue selling technology to the Pentagon, despite the recent pushback against the military's use of artificial intelligence.
One American, Christian Rhodes, explains. Christian Rhodes.
Military and security agencies in the US, Russia, and China are ramping up their AI capabilities for the purposes of smart warfare and smart surveillance. This comes as tech giant, Google, said it would continue working with the Pentagon in pursuit of lucrative government contracts. Sundar Pichai, CEO, Google. One example that they talk about is, 1. AI systems are super intelligent, they are more intelligent than humans and they have their own free will if you will and they might opt for something else, and they make decisions that aren't necessarily for the benefit of humanity.
Well, no kidding. But after this, after the employees of Google put up a big stink about the weaponization of AI, Google backed out of the project. But Microsoft stepped in. As you can see, to lend a hand. Microsoft says it will sell Pentagon artificial intelligence and other advanced technology. So, does that mean Google is living up their original promise of don't be evil? Remember that? Absolutely not. I think they've got something up their sleeve. Oh, they may have stopped developing AI for the military, but they themselves are doing some pretty strange things, including developing their own robot army. And I quote, is Google building a robot army? The answer is yes. Why? Because they said so. Google patent envisions cloud control of an army of robots. And Google has patented the ability to control a robot army. So much for, don't be evil. And as crazy as it sounds, folks, this is what they're really up to. And so, no wonder you stopped helping the military with AI for weaponized purposes, you want your own. And remember, these are the same guys who went on record saying, we want to be like the mind of God. Well, apparently your God needs an army, or at least your version of a God. This is crazy. And this is also why, when you look at their track record, many are starting to say, is Google going to be the first ones to create Skynet?
Clip from Terminator 2, 1991. Arnold Schwarzenegger. The Skynet funding bill has passed. The system goes online August 4, 1997. It becomes self-aware at 2:14 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember Skynet? That artificial intelligence system from the Terminator series. You know, it gets too powerful and tries to wipe out the human race. Sounds far-fetched? Well, Skynet may not be as far-fetched as we think. Narrator. Google processes a billion web searches every day. Here's a few of the things Google wants to own. Your phone, your email, your computer, and your entire digital life. Building an empire on your street, on your phone, in your DNA. Kim Horcher, Nerd Reports. It seems the startup stage for Nest Labs is over because Google has bought the company for $3.2 billion. They want you to categorize your day. When I wake up, when I leave for work, when I get home from work, when I go to bed. Am I alone and feeling a little uncomfortable about this? 1, 2, 3. And they release a hot air balloon into the air. This is Project Loon. Project Loon communicates with specialized internet antennas on the ground. We're using all of these things to build this network in the sky. UpRocks reports. For several years, Google has made driverless technology. One analyst estimates that by 2035 there will be close to 12 million self-driving cars on the road. Bloomberg Businessweek. What exactly is Google actively attempting? Google X spokesman. To call Google X, Google's research lab where you know the smartest computer scientists are looking at the next generation of Google products. You also make a reference to, kind of like the Manhattan Project, where they developed the first atomic bomb. It also sounds like it could be a little scary. UpRocks reports. Google and NASA have teamed up to share the first commercial quantum computers that will bring a quantum leap in terms of power. CNN reports. Let's get to the Google robot. Let's start with what would be the brain of the robot, and that is DeepMind. DeepMind can be described as a world-class groundbreaking technology to build powerful and general-purpose learning algorithms. So, critical thinking. Exactly, critical thinking. UpRocks. Google Incorporated said that it is acquiring satellite company Skybox Imaging for $50 million in cash. And here's a sample of what Google's going to get. The company takes high-res images and video of a given area. What do you guys think about Google owning the skies and the ground? Why is Google gobbling up robotics companies? The search engine giant just acquired a company that designs robots for the U.S. Department of Defense.
Yeah, the gates are closing in on us. Boy, did we get duped. So much for don't be evil. This is crazy, folks. We just thought they were a search engine company and were joking when they said they want to be like the mind of God and develop this robot army, but it looks like you've got your own nefarious plans. With all that said, this is why the so-called experts are saying, we are headed for a doomsday scenario. If Google builds it first, or the US military or one of the other militaries around the world. It ain't looking good. And I quote, they are saying, this is a doomsday decision. AI-empowered systems could, sooner or later, find themselves in a position to launch atomic weapons. You know, like Skynet. And once that occurred, it could prove almost impossible to prevent further escalation. Stop this madness. No battle advantage is worth global human annihilation. And one guy went so far as to say, unlike humans, autonomous weapons would have no ability to understand the consequences of their actions, no ability to step back from the brink of war. So maybe we should think twice about giving some future militarized version of Alexa the power to launch a machine-made Armageddon. You know, like the Terminator movies. And, as crazy as that is, this is why the so-called experts and think tanks around the world are saying AI could lead to a nuclear war by 2040. The fear that computers, by mistake or malice, might lead humanity to the brink of nuclear annihilation has haunted imaginations since the earliest days of the Cold War. The danger might soon be more science than fiction. Stunning advances in AI have created machines that can learn and think, provoking a new arms race among the world's major nuclear powers. The report stresses that AI can be hacked and fed wrong information. This is especially worrisome if this information is what government leaders rely on to help make decisions about whether to launch an attack. A similar mistake almost happened in 1983 when a former Soviet military officer spotted an incorrect warning on a computer that the US had launched several missiles. But don't worry, they say. And I quote, "This is not how Skynet begins." Yeah, right. And I got some swampland I want to sell you. But the article says, when asked directly if Project Maven is the first step toward Skynet, the reply was, "I certainly hope not." Well, gee, that's comforting. I mean, we're only flirting with this kind of scenario.
Clip from Terminator Judgment Day. The scene opens with a camera spanning over green hills, covered by trees and with a river running through it. The background music is so beautiful and calming. Before they died, my parents told me stories of how the world once was. What it was like long before I was born. Before the war with the machines. They remembered a green world, vast and beautiful, filled with laughter and hope for the future. It was a world I never knew. By the time I was born, all this was gone. Skynet. A computer program designed to automate missile defense. They were supposed to protect us. But that's not what happened. As the scenes go from the beautiful green hillsides, to the beach with children running through the water, to a little farm in the country, you can see in the background of each scene missiles being shot up into the air. No just one or two, but many, all at the same time. As they come back down to Earth, they are destroying both the cities all around the world but killing off the world's population. There are atomic bomb-like explosions going off all over the globe. As we watch the children playing on the jungle gyms, swings, slides and titter-totters, an explosion hits the city. Sarah Connor is also watching the kids, and she sees what they don't see. It is all coming to their playground. She sees how they are so happy. She sees that they are all going to die. She tries to scream at them to run, get out of there, but it goes on deaf ears. They don't hear anything she is trying to tell them. As we look closer, we see that one of the mothers in the playground is her. She is seeing herself back at that moment when she was playing with her son, John. No one was there to warn her of what was coming. Again, while standing at the fence, she tries to warn them, but it does no good. August 29, 1997, Skynet woke up and decided that all humanity was a threat to their existence. The missiles are blowing up the cities, utter destruction is everywhere. There is no chance of an escape. As Sarah Connor is watching, she sees herself and her son burn alive, and then as it reaches her at the fence, she also catches fire and screams out in pain. There has never ever been anything like what Skynet is doing to the human race and the world. All that is left is utter destruction, melted buildings and cars, burnt landscape, and all that was left of the humans was a pile of bones that covered the earth. Total devastation. It used our own bombs against us. 3 billion people died in the nuclear fire. Survivors called it Judgment Day.
And God called it the 7-year tribulation. And you wonder why Jesus said about that time frame.
Matthew 24:21 22. For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now and never to be equaled again. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened.
In other words, unless God intervened to put a stop to this artificial intelligence taking over the world, including in the military, mankind would be wiped out. Singularity would have its way, and no one would survive. Or what the Bible calls in the book of Daniel, the end of times. And Hollywood's been preparing us for decades. We just thought it was entertainment. Judgment Day is coming. How much more proof do we need? The AI invasion has already begun, and it is a huge sign we're living in the last days. And that's precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning the AI invasion, to show us that the tribulation is near, and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that's why Jesus himself said.
Luke 21:28. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
People of God, like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the 7-year tribulation are rising. Wake up. So, the point is this. If you're a Christian and you're not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get on the front lines and help us. Let's get busy working together doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left and get busy saving souls. Amen? But if you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings and give your life to Jesus now. Because this AI technology is not going to lead to a life of wonderful dreams and a modern-day utopia but a nightmare beyond your wildest imagination in the 7-year tribulation. Do not go there. Get saved now through Jesus. Amen?